Apex Central listeners, you can find us every Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
What's up, fellas? It's time for the Monday edition of Pick Central on the Barstool Sportsbook YouTube channel. Got a pretty solid cast of characters in here today. Brandon Walker out all week. He's going to Vegas for SummerSlam. Once again, when the cat's away, the mice will play. I'm Ben Metz. I'm hosting this week. And we got a full lineup on my left and the right looking real empty. We'll start Monday. Smitty, good to see you in the office, man. And sounds like we got you three times this week.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Hell yeah, man. Well, hey, you're leading them off, so.
Yeah, we're doing all right. The mush is back.
Let's talk about what we were talking about. Why we think we're at the top?
Oh well, it's not why we think. It's why we know we're at the top because the Phillies are hot one week, and then the next week the Yankees are hot. It's not fucking rocket science here.
Yankees are real hot right now. I'm up 10 units.
Mush, you are hot. Or join. Rico Bosco joins us. What's up, Rico?
I mean, not my units. I think they just put it on. Like, I was 9 last week. A lot of close losses, too. Getting killed.
Look at that, man. Oh, minus 9 units to plus 10.
I needed too many runs parlay.
You know what that means, Rico? Shit. That I was 20 units better than you.
When I look at the standings right now,
you only think it'd be 9.
No, I know.
It's 20.
The thing that looks out and stands out to me is the freaking shows up like over 30 units this month. Everybody bags on us nonstop.
This is what people don't talk about.
They never talk when you win.
They'll never give us credit that our fourth person, fourth place is like plus what, 3?
Plus, we also figure things out. Like, Marty will be like, oh, I like this team. It's like, well, that's too obvious. What was the other one you said? Was too obvious. Didn't you, like, I don't know. You've said it a million times. We'll be like, oh, this one's too obvious. Go this way.
We talk it out.
Marty, how was your weekend?
It was good, man. I just trying to show the people that the White Sox are frauds. I do have White Sox Dave calling in. TJ, if you can send me the number, because he can't remember it every time, and I just forgot it too, so.
I'm surprised he remembers how to breathe, but he actually has his Apple iWatch or whatever remind him to breathe. That's like a legitimate thing.
We are taking phone calls today, 646-291-2437. A bunch of stuff to get to. I believe we're going to hear from White Sox Dave, right, Marty?
Yes, definitely. We're going to talk to him because I got to talk to him a lot.
Back.
Erica just walked by asking if Rico is back. So that's never good.
Hey, Rico, looking here on Monday.
She flips through the headlines. She doesn't get the full story, you know?
Hey, Mincy, what'd you think of my poker skills?
You didn't play. It was pretty fun.
Not terrible, right?
No, you definitely weren't bad. We had Barstool Game Time Poker Night on Thursday. Smitty helping run that. Thanks to 4Loko for sponsoring it. It's kind of turned into a little bit of a fun thing.
I get in on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if it ever happens again.
Okay.
Why?
Okay.
What happened? What's the beef?
Wait.
What's going on?
You fucking
went serial killer.
I was trying to promote something.
3 seconds. What's up?
It takes a lot of effort and time to get it together. And
people are welching on money. Is that what you're?
No, never mind.
Of course, never mind. We're playing for free anyway.
No, it's biscuits.
Yeah, of course.
But when it's sponsored everybody not at Barstool shows up and is ready with their video and audio, and the people at Barstool who are playing, nobody has video. Some don't have audio, with the exception of Marty Mush. who came in, and it's very simple.
I screwed that up.
Once Marty figures out tech, bro, it's over.
Yeah, exactly. It's only holding me back.
I'll admit it. I was one of the people that screwed that up.
It is what it is.
No,
but
we can get that fixed.
It's an effort thing, and yeah, we'll see if it happens again.
All right. Well,
common denominator.
I promise to do better. I apologize.
Pete
Eddie.
Sucks.
We got it. Looks like we got a call here on line one. Let's get to it. I believe this is the one, the only White Sox Dave. Am I right?
Hello? You are right. Are you asking me that?
Hell yeah, I'm asking you that. What's going on, Dave?
I didn't even know if I was on hold or not. What's not going on? Everything's going on. What's going on with you guys?
All right, so Dave, I wanted you to call in today. Let's try and have an actual conversation without me calling you a roly-poly-oly, without you saying I don't watch the games, me calling you fat.
I prefer round bastard.
Round bag, round bastard.
Well, I'm about to do a Peloton in like 30 minutes, and you won't even be able to call me that like in 3-4 days. So
3-4 days is you're going to become a pencil, huh? We'll see.
I'll
see if I could bounce you up and down the street. But let's try and not insult each other. We need to talk because all I do hear about is this White Sox this, White Sox that. You made a video Thursday just trying to like go all at us. The Yankees are 5-1 against the White Sox this year. The Yankees are an awful matchup against the White Sox. And the Yankees, like your excuse last time was that a bunch of your guys, I think Eloy wasn't in or somebody wasn't in. The Yankees didn't have Rizzo, Urshela, Torres, Chapman, Cole, Montgomery. So what's going on with them? I mean, they just play the worst division. Are you a little scared?
No, I'm not scared at all. I mean, it was a tough series. Like, Saturday was a complete toss-up. It was an extra inning game. There's three extra inning games in the series. Was it three or four? It might have been four, even.
I think it was
three
four.
Extra inning games, at least, in the series. The winning run was on base for the White Sox in crunch time in do-or-die mode. Three or four of those games. Like, those games could have gone either way, and I want the Yankees in the playoffs. I am rooting for the Yankees the rest of the way. What are they, 2.5 out of the playoffs?
Yeah, but you're honestly going to be the ones getting us in. Like, you're playing, what, the A's next?
I that's exactly it. They're doing us all a favor. Tonight they play the A's, yes.
Yeah, so you have the A's.
It's a good game.
I'm just saying, I really do think the Yankees are a tough matchup for the White Sox. Like, that's almost like kryptonite.
I mean, Aaron Judge is like, he's absolutely unbelievable as it is. And he just like, every time he's up, if you miss your spot by an eighth of an inch, the ball's gone. They kept going at him. Like, I mean, that whole series this weekend meant way more to the Yankees than it did to the White Sox in the end. That is not some excuse to say I didn't want to win the series or sweep the Yankees or all that, because I absolutely did for obvious reason. But in the end, the Yankees needed it more than the White Sox. And I mean, the Yankees, they outplayed them. The White Sox, they looked like absolute dog shit offensively yesterday. I don't have a single fucking excuse for that. There's no reason not to hit around Nestor Cortez.
Oh, there is a big reason. He's a great pitcher.
And I hope they're playing each other in October. I really do.
But let's be honest here. You would rather have won the Field of Dreams game like you did and lose the series than lose that game and win the series, correct?
No, absolutely fucking not. No, I don't.
You would rather win the series?
Like, all in hindsight, like, that video I put out was good for me. I got, like, 1,500 followers from that video alone,
probably.
I mean,
the video wasn't great, but yeah.
you
lost
just calling
the series.
People cocksuckers.
And a 5-1, like, the Yankees beat them 5-1.
I think the better way to phrase that is if you were only going to win one game of the series, you would have wanted it to be the Field of Dreams game.
I don't know. The White Sox are 10 games above 500. It's kind of like...
But the Yankees...
They're like 20
right,
games above 500.
Or no, excuse me, 10 games ahead in the Central.
But that's the thing where
it's like...
Don't you feel like you're almost...
What's that?
Don't you almost feel like you're like... Your division's so bad, you're kind of beaten up on shitty teams.
Everybody uses this fucking excuse.
Well,
hey,
it's not an excuse. The second place team has 57 wins.
The Dodgers are 500 against teams 500 or better. And then after that, the Astros... The Rays, the Giants are like 15 games above 500 against teams 500 more. There's four teams in baseball with a 500 or better record against teams over 500. Everyone's like, oh, the White Sox can't be good teams. They're doing exactly what they need to do.
You did fall flat.
They're out of their shitty division, and they're like treading water kind of with against teams that are actually good. and they've done that all year. They haven't been healthy until this past weekend.
You did fall flat in the playoffs last year, though. That's what worries me a little bit.
They what?
They fell flat in the playoffs last year.
That's why
it was a 3-game series in a 60-game season where they didn't have Lance Lynn. Eloy was hurt. He didn't play. He had a double and then got taken out.
Like, I mean, the Yankees played Tyler Wade this week. You lost to Tyler Wade.
Tyler Wade's a fucking perfectly adequate big league baseball player. Yeah. I watch him play, and he is fine. I understand he's not a starting major league baseball player, but, like, I don't want to hear that excuse from Yankees fans.
It's not an excuse.
When that was the exact same thing that the fucking Yankees got with the White Sox. Like, if the White Sox and Yankees are fully healthy, it's a 7-game series. Yeah, we saw it this weekend. They were close games. The White Sox almost scratched out another one yesterday when the Yankees were up by, what, 4 in the ninth inning?
Yeah, I think it was. I tweeted a tweet real fast. I tweeted 5-1.
I mean, give me the fucking Yankees in whatever series it is in the playoffs, should they make it. And I want that more than anything right now, on the planet.
You definitely have, like, great luck in this company, so that will go well for you. You wishing for the Yankees.
I think you also need to stop playing Call of Duty with Gio because he stinks, and I'm blaming that on you.
He doesn't stink. And yesterday was like, I haven't played Call of Duty with him, let alone anybody, in like months. That game stinks now.
Yeah, but it's residual.
Really good at bats off of him yesterday. I didn't think he threw that poorly. There was like fucking 12, 14 pitch at bats in the first few innings, and they were like, they're good at bats. Like,
the Yankees just make the White Sox or the Yankees pitch. That's really what it is. You lost to Nestor Cortez. You don't even have to face Garrett Cole. Like, it's like, we kind of were just your bitch.
Would they have even had to face Garrett Cole? Or is that just.
No, they would have. I mean, he's pitching today.
So I mean, bring Garrett Cole on. Bring on the New York Yankees.
What about your closer? Your closer sees the scaries from when he was on the A's against the Yankees.
That is absolutely true. I mean, I don't know the history of him versus when he was on the A's versus the Yankees, but going off of what Yankees fans were telling me in my mentions about that, it sounds like he just gets absolutely fucking shit on by the Yankees. So that's a problem. It's a good thing they also got Liam Hendricks and Michael Kopech if they do need those two. Like, the White Sox haven't clicked yet, okay? I tend to believe that the White Sox will click sometime right before the playoffs start.
Oh, what right a convenient time to click. What a good time to click right on October.
yeah, no shit, motherfucker.
I mean, yeah, I can say that too. The Yankees haven't clicked yet, but once they do in the playoffs, they'll make a run. You can't just say that.
Well, here's the thing. The Yankees need to make the playoffs, so the White Sox
playoffs. That's not even a question.
All right, what's the wager here that they do or don't? I think they're going to, too, but just out of the sake of gambling, I'll put something on it. And I don't know if we can put money on it because and all that.
We can't.
I'll buy you a dinner or something.
No, don't do dinner bets with Marty. He's down 3 dinners. The guy's in this room fucking alone, all right? And then he takes my free dinners out of the kindness of my heart. Don't do dinner bets with Marty.
We'll do something, Dave. I'll think of something.
Well, you can think of something. The White Sox have a 10-11 game lead, whatever it is. Well, they're all but in the playoffs already.
The second place team is like the Tigers.
What does that matter?
It matters because, I mean, it's you can't control, but it's like you're playing dog shit teams. Like, why Gonzaga can never win a championship because they play fucking the school of the blind every year.
I mean,
just pretzeled his ass.
Are we talking Gonzaga basketball?
No, I'm just saying when they play in bad divisions, like.
When was the last time your Apple Watch reminded you to breathe, Dave?
I haven't worn it in a while.
Okay. Maybe you should wear it a little more.
Yeah.
All right, Dave. Dave, thanks for joining us as always, man. Appreciate it.
Anytime for you, man. Smitty, you're just you're disgusting. Marty, I don't even get me started on you. Rico, you're all right, even though you're kind of a weirdo yourself. Mince, you're all right, though.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that.
Nothing but nice to you, Dave.
All right, White Sox Dave joining us. That was a lot more civil than the one on Friday, Marty.
Well, because he had to be. Because if you're 5-1 against a team, when I'm right though too, they're a nightmare matchup against the White Sox.
If they swept, Marty wouldn't have got a word out.
No, yeah.
Real quick on White Sox, Dave. So I was telling much I said earlier on this program that he calls or texts probably once a week and asks questions about his dog because my wife is a veterinarian. And last week he was really concerned about this rash or skin discoloration on his dog, sent a picture over, was very upset about it. Wife takes one look at it. It was like dried spaghetti sauce.
Stop. Stop.
You like that?
Stop.
That's your leader, White Sox? That's your leader. His dog had spaghetti sauce on because he's slobbering all over his mouth when he's drinking.
Oh,
fucking
man.
You want to call me disgusting? You round bastard? Hit your mouth one time.
Holy shit, my dog's breaking out. It's fucking ragu. Yes.
I think Dave took us to his building in Chicago where he lived.
Sorry.
What a character.
Go ahead.
I mean, that's also the guy that we convinced we didn't know what Target was. We convinced him completely that we didn't know. Remember that?
Yes. We were in the car. I'm like, watch Tamari, watch this. And like, I'm like, is that a regional thing? He's like, Target? You guys want a fucking Target? I'm like, nah. Are you kidding me?
He's like, they sell meats. They sell like school supplies.
Yeah, it's like, what do they sell? He's like, this is fucking gullible.
you got that?
I got a. Oh yeah, my bad. I do got that. All right, my bad, guys. Forgot about this read. Let's talk a little bit about Cuts Clothing. Five years ago, Cuts founder Steve Borelli set out to create clothes for every occasion the modern man faces. Since then, Cuts has become the Tesla of t-shirts, hoodies, polos, sweatshirts, and more. From their signature buttery soft Pika Pro Tribal and Tees to their cozy Hyperloop French Terry fabric hoodies, Cuts elevates clothing staples with cutting-edge fabric technology. This month marks the Cuts 5-year anniversary, and they're doing it big with 2 collection drops, a product launch, and a week-long special event. So join the celebration now and get 15% off site-wide by going to cutsclothing.com/picks. That's cutsclothing.com/picks for 15% off and access to anniversary events all months long with Cuts Clothing. All right, guys, a couple of things I want to get into. I want to address the chat's asking for it. I got to address this video I did over the weekend with our friend, I don't even know what to say. Jeffrey Nadeau joined me at Hollywood York. Big shout out to York, new Penn property. Checked it out, Barstool Sportsbook. There, they hosted me, had a really good time. 43 Penn properties now, by the way, in the country, guys.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
The biggest.
Yeah, getting big, man. But really enjoyed the new sportsbook. I will address this now. I have a great relationship with Rico. He's been nothing but awesome to me. I do content, some with Nadeau, when Rico is not around. I defer to Rico first. However, I was 20 minutes from Nadeau's hometown in York. He said, can I pop by? I did say yes. And we did a video together in the sports book, and it went off. And I admit, I've got some riders coming hard at me. I'm going to let Rico have the floor and see if I've made a...
First of all, Rico is just really lucky that Dave had no time because he was about to come on and just wreak havoc.
Yeah. Checked his watch and said, nah.
Yeah.
He was going to say about the video.
Probably. I mean, listen, Mintz was promoting it. You can't help when, you know,
the fact that
the homeless go walking through and crash the video, it's not his fault.
What world do we live in that it has to be explained that Minty was with another person?
Look, I'll say this on my side of it. My job, when I got those Penn properties, I'm trying to promote the new sports book.
Yeah.
A lot of people clicked and watched that.
No fault.
How do you get around, Minty? Train?
I took the train. Yep. Took the train and then an Uber to get there.
I was wondering, because you've been to more places in the surrounding areas of the city than I have in my 27
years. I was doing – I finally have a home now. I just moved into a new place.
When you're also just watching Billy's dog already.
Yeah, my new roommate. Yeah, it's grit week. I took Billy's dog around this morning. But, yeah, well, Marty, to be honest, what I was doing was I was in an Airbnb for like 7 months. But for the last few weeks, I was staying in a hotel Sunday to Thursday and then just getting out of town on the weekends because the hotels are expensive as balls Friday, Saturday, but you can get good rates Sunday to Thursday. So I did the Penn property. The Hollywood York. I went to New Haven twice for shows. I went to the Jersey Shore, and I went to the Hamptons the last 5 weeks.
Nice.
So I'm getting to see new parts of the country.
I know. I'm jealous. That's what I was asking.
Duffel bag.
Are you still in for Dead Friday, by the way?
It's this Friday?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
City,
shit.
City Field, Dead?
If I don't go to L.A., yeah, I'm definitely
okay.
In.
Okay.
That'll be. I gotta tell him now, though. Shit.
Going with Stu?
Stu might kill me if I have to go away.
I'm not sure. Okay, well, either way, I'm super, super pumped about that. But just wanted to address that. Rico's here Monday, Wednesday, Friday this week.
Pillars of the week.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
What are you laughing at? Pillars of the week.
Sure.
From Dan Katz, Pillars of the week.
All right.
What do you want me to say?
I'm just glad that was more peaceful than I thought it was going to be. I appreciate it, Rico.
I can't get mad at you.
Well, I mean,
you're in the program. I can't get mad at you.
I didn't get kicked. This wasn't a fireable offense.
No, we already threw one guy out.
Okay.
He's getting a Christmas text, right?
Well.
Mint?
Yeah.
We threw one guy out of the program.
Who?
Who'd you throw out?
NM. Hasn't been around. I haven't seen him. He went MIA.
NM?
Yeah. Video games.
NM.
Balls?
Nope.
Me?
We had two guys in the program, Mintz and NM. NM out.
Nick Marks.
You said it, not me.
I'm just glad I'm still in the
program.
What
about Logan Paul? Is he in it?
No, he's
Logan
too
Paul's
big.
Out?
Logan Paul was his own program.
I think Nick Marks is pretty big, too.
Yeah.
Do y'all want to get into some NFL preseason reactions a little bit from this weekend, or do you want to talk more baseball right now? Y'all's call.
Well, first we got to talk about how the Ravens are just 19 wins in a row.
We do got to talk about that because I watched that 6 freaking turnovers from the Saints in preseason. I guess when you've got 2 quarterbacks, you've got none.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, McSorley's still going to frat parties, and he's slinging it out there. And I do also – I don't want to keep changing subjects, but what people are doing to Justin Fields already, they're going to be let down real fast.
Yeah, a little
did you see what they did with Trubisky?
Much. A little too much.
Trubisky's first game he played?
I do think Fields is excited. There's nothing wrong with getting excited.
Nothing wrong
with it. But you saw, what did he play, a quarter? Yeah. If that?
Threw to a guy that was.
Any four of us could throw
him. Yeah,
yeah, nobody was within 50 yards.
Right. So, like Marty said, I think you are setting yourself up for a disaster that way.
First game Trubisky played, 10 straight completions, had a hell of a first quarter. How'd that work out? But. I'm rooting for him. I hope I know why they're excited because they haven't had a quarterback. I understand it. I get excited for Danny Jones fucking throwing an interception. Did you see that play?
No, I didn't. The Mets are in a dogfight. I didn't watch a lot of the Giants.
No, it was in practice.
Oh,
in practice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. To the guy who dropped it. Yes, I did see that.
That's camaraderie, though. They dropped it on purpose.
But, I mean, the NFL preseason just fucking bet on this. Holy shit.
I was very, very confident in, and Mush, you were too, in the Philadelphia Eagles. That would be the last time all season I'm betting on the Eagles.
Me too.
I mean, they open up with a new head coach. He's very fiery. He's trying to prove himself. Came from nowhere. He's an underdog. You just think, like, against a Big Ben-less Mike Tomlin Steelers team, it's on their second game. They don't really care that they'd be coming out hot. They were, what, up 16-0 in the first half?
Mm-hmm.
Final score 24-16, loss. Fuck you.
I mean, it's hard to judge the second half of preseason.
I don't give a shit. Come out with the win, Sirianni. One time. That's the last time I'm betting on the Eagles all year.
Same.
And that's from a diehard Eagles guy.
How many? What's their win total?
Six and a half.
How many that games? Seems auspicious.
Yeah, they're not winning. Seems optimistic. They're 4-13 will be their final.
How many games do you really think they're favored in?
I mean, they open up in Atlanta. They're
plus 3.5.
Plus 3.5.
I like them to win that game.
Guys, I believe we've got some new. We're going to be joined, and we've got a new gambling hire, at Barstool.
Wait, do you know? Oh my God, do you know who this is? Have you talked yet? Oh God, uh oh.
Yes. Like she's in the room. Uh oh.
I mean, we are. She's a new gambling person. Are we going to?
She should be coming in with flowers or something.
Yeah, like is she going to be part of the program?
No, seems like she's doing all right herself.
Yeah.
You let her introduce herself, but you put the light
just
on me.
Sure.
It's her spotlight.
I just want to make sure she's okay if she sits down.
There's definitely eyes in Marty Mush. No eyes in Rico Bosco.
All right, well, I just want to say welcome on to Pick Central. Welcome to Barstool. Excited to have you. Get the mic on.
Sorry.
You're good. Thank you for coming on the show. I just wanted to introduce you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So basically, I started on TikTok like probably 2 months ago, just kind of looking at sports and like analyzing some stuff online, like some picks, and mainly MLB. And it kind of took off when one of them went viral, so I just kept going with it. And that's basically how I ended up here. Like, I know sports pretty well. I mean, MLB mainly, and maybe a little bit of, like, KBO. But
the Dinos?
Yes.
The Dinos are fire.
The Doosan.
The Giants Doosan are pretty good.
Who's your baseball team?
I like the Astros.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Okay, are you from Texas?
What no, are we doing? Honestly, all my teams are all over the place. There's not anything that's, like, actually set. I don't have a set city.
So
I'm from New York.
Do you like cheaters?
I don't. But I liked them before they were cheaters. I was not a bandwagon fan.
That's almost worse that you stick with them.
So you're Jeff Bagwell.
I can't. I would be a bandwagon fan if I jumped.
Yeah,
but
no, you're right. I'll take that's fine.
I like the Astros. That. I like the Colts. I like the Denver Nuggets and the Golden Knights.
Okay.
Kind of fun teams.
Yeah.
They are fun teams.
I like the Nuggets part. I like
she's
the
not old
part.
Enough, but that's like an all-time like starter jacket thing, too. Yeah, like, oh, I'm a fan of the Nuggets because they got great logos. Yeah.
That's true.
Vegas Knights starter jacket
would be
nice.
Unbelievable. Do you even know what we mean by starter jackets?
I don't.
Yeah, exactly. I'm dating myself.
You are old.
All right. Her father probably had one.
Probably, yeah.
So congratulations on coming to Barstool. Are you excited to be
Thank
here?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited. I've never done anything like this. I've mainly just been making videos and stuff. I just even started Twitter. I didn't even know how to use Twitter before, like, a month ago. But Gaz introduced me to that, so that's kind of cool. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to work here, and I'm excited to see, like, the opportunities that come from it.
Hell you want
to
shout out your socials so that people can
exactly.
follow you?
Yeah, exactly. How can people follow you?
I mean, it's just my name, but do I spell it out?
Yeah, or just say, say it.
The people listening are
people
illiterate.
People listening are asking
so yes,
for your name.
They are illiterate.
Okay,
so, spell
so
it out.
It's all my socials are just underscore AANGEELINAA. My name's Angelina.
Angelina?
Go by Ange.
I couldn't figure. I could not. I was trying to spell it while she was doing it.
Not a chance.
No chance. Who do you like today?
I like the Reds.
Yes.
Yes, I got the Reds.
Reds
-1.5. Zoom in. Let's go.
All right. Good. Ride no, it. This is good for me. This is good for me.
Why? You don't have the Reds?
No, I got the Cubs.
For what reason? They lost the last 11 games.
Exactly. See, this is
no,
what,
no.
What you just said is exactly why I want them, because they have to win soon. Have to.
Okay, they have to win soon, but when you're talking about the Reds need that second wild card spot.
We're talking about today.
They're only
two and a half games away.
Yeah, but they're still the Reds. They're still the Reds. I still,
they made the playoffs
last
year.
I don't
Reds
believe,
are good.
Reds I don't believe in the
Reds. Reds would absolutely wipe the NL East.
Reds
well,
one
well,
of my
the NL
they have.
You know, yeah, the NL East is awful. I'm just saying the Cubs, it's almost too obvious to take -1.5 today. I just think that.
Cubs have the 28th worst batting average in the league.
I understand the stats. I know how bad they are.
I don't think you do.
I know. I have one of their best players. I know. I know what they did.
All right.
But today's the day.
You have one of their best players?
I don't think so.
Rizzo.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What do you mean?
I my mind went I am way the into a dark place.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So you're from New York? You're from?
So I was born in New York. I was raised in New Jersey, more like North Jersey. None of my teams line up with what my family likes. Like, I kind of just chose everything on my own, did everything on my own. I don't know. I just picked teams that I thought were fun.
I wish I should have done that.
That is historically, as I figured out, how you win college basketball brackets.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. That is true.
That and, like, mascot colors. Like, they always just seem to win.
When I know too much about something, I'm awful. NBA, I'm great at because I don't really
just
know
instinct.
Much.
You just go instincts.
Yeah. That's how I was with hockey. Yeah. I was good with hockey. I didn't know hockey until this year. That was like the first time I started actually watching it. And I mean, I like the Golden Knights, but obviously they didn't. Because
it's a fucking club. Yeah, that's you ever go to one of those games?
It's supposed to be sick.
It's literally. I went to one. It's just a club.
I heard the pregame, the production and stuff.
Yeah,
from
the ops.
Yeah, they got
Vegas spares no expense on it.
Like robots and shit. It's crazy.
We got football coming up. You more NFL or college?
I personally like NFL football a little bit better. I mean, I am not really looking forward to it because I'm a Colts fan. So
hopefully, Wentz will get healthy.
But
what's wrong with Sam Ellinger?
I mean. The thing is that, like...
They'll trade for Foles.
Yeah, they probably will.
I think there's a ton of teams that want to trade for Foles.
I thought Carson Wentz was going to be a good, like, a good addition to our team, but, like, I mean,
he's gonna stay healthy.
It was expected, though. It was expected. No. Like, he's been injured the last 5 years. Right. He was going to get hurt.
Oh, 2.5. But Carson Wentz is going to come back. He's going to play 69.9% of the snaps, and he's going to win the Super Bowl MVP.
Why is the 70%?
Because he needs to play 70% of the snaps for the Eagles to get a conditional first-round pick.
Oh, so I knew there was a hitch. I knew there was a hitch.
Oh, and then he'll talk about that they drafted somebody who left to someone. Yeah, the Eagles are so sad they just won the Super Bowl.
Well, that's what you get when you put up a, you know, you make a movie about a special teams player, but that's for
like as Giants.
Vince Papale?
I mean, he's a special teams player.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
You also have a statue of a fictional boxer.
That was donated by the movie company.
Fair enough.
That wasn't.
You threw a parade for a team that went 2-2.
Whoa.
You're just mediocrity.
I am on the record saying I am against all parades down Broad Street, except for the first four teams, unless you win. Little League World Series, no. Villanova, no. Anything else, yes. Right. Marcus, you get on Market Street. You can go all the way down to City Hall, but that's where it cuts off. Don't put fucking words in my mouth, Rico.
Rico, don't you think, bullshit. Don't you think, like Giant fans, right? We won. We have our two Super Bowls that we won, and it's like... We're still kind of like okay with it. You know what I mean?
They don't know what to do. They don't know what to do with good things.
It's not
the Phillies.
It's not that they're bad.
Yeah, I know.
It's not that they're bad. It's how they're bad. And the Phillies won the World Series in 2008. They haven't had a winning record in 10 years.
No, yeah, that's.
What were you supposed
I don't
to
know
do?
Why the Phillies came into that.
Yeah, two World Series since 1883.
The Eagles they got two more than the Mets and Giants. Well, Eagles, no, they're even.
Marlins
the Mets.
Have two in the last 20 years.
One more than the Mets.
Eagles recently won.
Yeah.
It's how the house burned down.
It does.
It's not that.
It's burnt, but it's got to burn back up. You got to burn it back up.
No fucking sense.
That does.
Zero
sense. You got to burn it back up.
This isn't a phoenix rising from the ashes.
Yes, it is. That's what the Giants are doing.
Just digging the grave deep.
The Giants got another dumb quarterback that's going to bring us to the promised land. We have a tall receiver again, just like Plaxico Burress. We're good.
That's all it takes.
We'll see.
Just hopefully he doesn't.
Can play.
Doesn't shoot himself.
So everybody, you want us to call you Ange?
Ange, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you're all over social media for it's Angelina.
Yeah.
Do you like the Jersey Shore?
I do like the Jersey Shore.
Fantastic.
What's your short time?
Wait, no. What's your go-to bar in the Jersey Shore?
I personally like Bar A over DJs.
Oh, man. You better all get right. out of
she
here.
She was having a good show. You're allowed one slip up. She had one moment.
Wait, what do you like better?
That he's the advocate for DJs.
So is everyone else.
All right, but if it's a good time, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
No,
right?
It is a good time, but have you been to like Beat the Clock, Bar A.
Yeah, there's a reason that their pre-main night is a Tuesday. Let's put it that way. They know they can't compete with the big dogs on Saturdays or Fridays.
So you like Sunday. Being smushed.
Loved it.
Oh.
I paid $30 for my space. I'm going to elbow. I'm going to get my space.
I mean, to each his own.
Fair enough. You're entitled to your opinion.
Bar is just so much nicer. There's so much more like. There's so many more bars.
Yeah,
I like the circus.
I like the circus.
So what's your bar at DJ's?
West.
Mm.
It doesn't. That's it's.
No, I saw you.
It's West. Literally from here to here. It's so stupid that you call West. It West Bar.
Right is what there. It is.
It's called West Bar.
Yeah, she but knows. The East Bar is 2 seconds. I thought I had to go down the street to go to West Bar. It's fucking literally to the window.
Any Super Bowl sleeper you would take a look at? I know that's the thing. I really don't think.
The better team.
I just really don't. Yeah, I mean it's Chiefs, the Bucks. I said the Bills would be the one I would look at. It's really
yeah,
it.
I mean,
not a sleep.
That's the thing. I know.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
no, you don't like any long shots this year.
Not really. I don't know how you can.
I think the Colts, if Wentz is healthy.
Yeah.
Seriously. All right.
I mean, I would hope for that.
They're
but
always right there.
I'm just not. I just know whenever I say anything about the Colts, they just do bad. So I'm just gonna keep my mouth shut on them.
I'm curious. So, what's your plan? What are you going to be doing for Barstool?
So, I'm just going to be doing content, mainly working with the sports book, the gambling aspect of everything.
Awesome.
So, I'm really excited for that because it plays into exactly what I want
to
do.
Awesome. Well, we're happy to have you here. And so, now joining Megan and Kelly, three new women gambling hires coming at us, boys.
Take that and shove it up your ass. That's been, excuse my language.
Deadspin doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's gone.
Just saying. Okay.
You think you're getting squeezed out by girls?
Absolutely not.
I'd
absolutely watch out.
Erica did ask if you were here today.
Well, we're excited to have you with us, and congratulations on getting hired. So you're going to do baseball picks every day, or what?
Yeah, so mainly that's what I've been doing. Like, that's what I mainly look into. I don't really pick a lot, just because I just pick the ones that I like am confident in. The Reds today.
Okay. I'm on the Reds today.
Cubs tonight.
There's bad, and then there's the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah.
2021 regular season.
Nothing more than a bad team. I love betting on bad teams. It's one of my favorite things. The Atlanta Falcons. Best team in the world. Yeah, that's a good tweet. I can't wait for today. I feel good. You on the Reds too?
Yeah, I'm on the Reds.
I'm on the Reds, too.
I am not on the Reds.
You're not on the Reds.
You'll see who I'm all on.
What, the Angels?
No, you'll see. Picks won't come out yet.
Prick.
We'll have our picks out here in a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and read our second ad. We've got NASCAR this weekend. They're headed to the Great Midwest in the home of the automobile at Michigan International Speedway. With only two races left until the NASCAR playoffs, these Cup Series drivers will be putting it all on the line to win this race. And the Barstool Sportsbook is offering exclusive bets for you to get in on all of the action and win big. A lot to bet on with NASCAR. Stay tuned for our picks later this week, and be sure to tune into the NASCAR Cup Series. The NASCAR Cup Series at Michigan International Speedway this Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on NBC Sports Network. All right, I want to get back to football for a little bit. Marty, you talked about the Ravens. You went with the Saints. Why did you go with the Saints going against a team that won 19 in a row in preseason?
I mean, literally why I'm going against the Reds today, because when teams win that much, I thought it was going to end on an even number. The Ravens are, like, I don't know what. That's, like, one of the craziest stats in the world.
And Harbaugh has to have a hard-on for preseason.
Yeah, he definitely does. There's no other
explanation. I think it's, like, a cultural thing. I don't know. I feel like Pete Carroll and the Seahawks attack like that. It's like some of these teams are just, like, all competition all the time and care way more about the second half.
An honest thing why I went with the Saints is because they had quarterbacks that, like, need to get their reps. And, like, where the Ravens, it's a McSorley, it's like the fact that guy's fucking slinging it still against any team is crazy. And, I mean, LASIK eye surgery should be 10 times better.
I'm worried about a lot of things right now watching the Saints.
You should be.
I'll say this. Unders and Saints games. This year, yeah. Defense looks really good.
Which is usually their bad spot.
The defense has improved the last few years.
Yeah, I know.
But the linebackers and D-line look stout. The Ravens went 3-and-out the first four
possessions. Remember when the Giants played the Saints? It was like 50-48.
That was all Saints.
That was unbelievable.
Did Kamara play?
No.
Yeah.
No.
No reason.
No, you can't risk him. The Saints without on the positives, the Saints thing, Mike Thomas and the Saints are – I thought he was demanding a trade. He's not. They're figuring it out. They damn sure better because – I mean, the Saints have such limited weapons. I'm a little concerned, but I think Winston's going to end up winning the job, but that's still too
early. What's the ceiling? What do you think the ceiling is for the Saints? Because every year it used to be like, NFC Championship.
No, the last 4 years, they're 49-13. They've blown it in the playoffs.
Yeah, but I mean, last Breeze. 2 years, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're 11-5, 13-3, 13-3, 12-4.
Breeze gone is a big difference. So now what are you putting the ceiling at now?
That's the thing. If they had a better quarterback, like last year, Breeze was donezo. Last year, I think they with their roster, they win the Super Bowl with a competent quarterback.
2 years ago, if it wasn't for a pass interference.
Right.
How was that damn game?
Like, they probably win that Super Bowl.
Yeah. What with the fucking Saints and Vikings, one of my worst gambling beats in the world.
I don't even want
them. That was the worst day of my life.
Yeah. Yeah, they would have given the Eagles a game in the championship.
Yes, for sure. That was
That one still hurts from 2017. Vikings for sure. I think the Saints, the over-under went from 9.5 to 8.5 after the Mike Thomas thing. I mean, I think with Sean Payton, the professionalism, they've got a great O-line, still a good front seven on D, 9-8, 10-7, fighting for a wild card.
Still pretty high, though, 8.5.
South ain't that good, though.
No, it isn't. I think they'll still win. I do think the offense is going to be a little bit rough, though. I mean, I love Sean Payton, but I just feel like it's going to be a little bit of a step back this year.
You never know. Jameis could turn it on. I mean, Grant, 2 years ago, he turned the ball over a ton, but he was also throwing 500 yards a game.
That's the thing. That's why he's the best quarterback to watch ever.
Yeah, he was the best over QB.
Yeah.
He's so fun to watch, dude, because you'll be like, holy shit, he's the worst quarterback in the world, and then all of a sudden it's like, whoa. He's up. But last year, he didn't lose a game last year, right?
Well, he didn't play any. Last year,
there you go.
Taysom Hill started.
Or that throw he had. He had that throw. The
playoff game against the Bears.
You didn't lose.
Always the one wearing the St. Joe's t-shirts, undefeated since 1947.
He didn't lose. You can't. I'm just saying facts.
There you go. Did y'all have any other like? I know a lot of people are freaking out about the Trey Lance long bomb, including me. He still was 5 for 12, though. My point on the Niners, I keep coming back to, is you can run the ball and just have him launch vertical down the field, and that's all you need. I mean, I don't know. Do y'all think? What do y'all think?
I read absolutely nothing into the preseason other than the fact that somebody gets injured.
Just doesn't look like anybody cares.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you did talk to somebody about the preseason. I saw Clickbait Smiths was talking about the guy. I forget his first name. It's Hubbard, though.
Oh, yeah. Hubbard Chubba.
Oh, Chubba. That's a funny name.
He was pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's a good thing we know he exists.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Good run.
It's a great run.
That was a hell of a run by Chubba Hubbard.
He's going to be a good backup.
Yeah.
Good spot in Carolina.
Yeah, very good spot. Handcuff.
I hope Sam Darnold's one of the best quarterbacks in the world. I hope he is.
I mean,
I don't think he is.
I don't think he is either, but I hope he is.
I like Matt Rhule so much. I think he could be able to like really make something out of him.
Yeah.
I mean Joe Brady is really OC.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to like the Joe Brady thing.
They could be a little dangerous, especially with Robbie Anderson and DJ Moore.
Man, McCaffrey wasn't healthy last year. Yeah. I kind
of
think
DJ Moore is sneaky, like one of the best receivers in the league.
Very good.
And then Darnold and Robbie Anderson have chemistry going back to the Jets, too, already. That I don't know. I feel like Carolina could be like an overs team this year because Darnold, I feel like he still might turn it over a good bit, but those make for higher scoring games, too. And I think Carolina's got some weapons.
The way it goes with the Jets, Zach Wilson will outshine Darnold. They'll think, oh, we got the right guy, and then Wilson will take a shit.
Wilson's going to be taking a real shit.
It's going to be tough.
All right. I want to take a couple of calls here. We've had some guys holding 646-291-2437. We've got a call from Andrew in Orlando. What's up, Andrew? How are you? You're on Pick Central.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's good, man. A little Monday, getting ready for football season. What's on your mind?
Yeah, love it. So I like Yankees team total today, but I want to stay away from the full game. I don't love that 5.5 number. So I'm going with first five over 2.5 team total. It's -130, so a little bit of juice. But Jose Suarez is a gas can. The guy stinks. And also they played yesterday 4 p.m. Well, 1 p.m. L.A. time, but they played 4 p.m. Eastern time. Have to come to New York, cross the country. Just don't like that spot. I think that L.A. could get run out of the building.
You throw a travel thing into it, I'm always in.
Angels are sneaky 500.
I know.
If I didn't see that today, I thought they would be like 10 games under.
Summer's
out. Yeah, especially with Trout being out. Thank you for the call, and good luck on that pick today, David.
What do you do with them, though? You have two stars, but they stink.
Next up, we got Jake calling in from Dallas. Jake wanted to talk some college football. What's up, Jake? You're on Pick Central.
Jared Walsh is a good player, too.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. How's it going, Minzy?
No, it's good, man. Getting ready for football season. Getting excited.
Right on. Well, that's what I want to talk about. I'm real intrigued about Oregon this year. I got the win total at 9, but I look more and more at their schedule, and the Pac-12 schedule is relatively soft. Washington doesn't even scare me this year. More worried about Utah. And they have so many good players returning, and they poach Cal's defensive coordinator, which has been that team's strength under Wilcox. I don't know. I'm real intrigued by them. I think they have the chance to go to the championship, like the Final Four, even with an Ohio State loss. I don't know. Just wanted to hear your thoughts.
Well, my thing on it, they're over-under being 9. I just – the at Columbus, I can't assume they're going to win.
No, but I will say this.
Oh, right. No one does.
The game to lose, and it's been proven in college football, is to lose early. You're way better off losing week one and week two than you are 13-14 because it just drops you in the rankings where point you can't recover. They have – the whole season recover when they lose to Ohio State, especially if it's close. People be like, well, because you know Ohio State's making a playoff, at least I do. If they play Ohio State relatively close, they'll be like, all right, well, they were a way better team. You can't penalize them for that one loss. Like, let's put them in, you know? And I think based on that, you are better off losing early than you are late. So Oregon has a favorable schedule where their toughest game's early. They can come back from it.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that I do think they're one of the favorites of the Pac-12. My problem is when you're betting over 9 – and if they lose week two to Ohio State, I mean, you got to go 10-1, and the rest of the you got to go 10-1 in the other 11 to get to the over, and so that to me is just such a thin margin. And I look at the Pac-12, like, yeah, there aren't any elite teams, but there is some depth. I mean, there are some, and granted, the Oregon, I think the North may be a little weaker, but I don't know. I don't think it's that easy.
Are you just discounting them automatically against Ohio State? Like, there's no chance they can
I think there's a chance. If it was at Oregon, I'd give them way better shot. They're like a 10, what is it, 10-point underdog?
Not playing them early. Not totally, but one of those, even as an Oregon guy, it would shock me.
Well, you jerk off Ohio State, too.
This year, yeah, I think they're winning the whole thing.
Really?
I do. I really do. I really.
But I love, like, we do this every time.
More than handy.
And they're like, oh, Alabama.
A little more.
Like, Alabama lost everybody. And, oh, they lost all. They lose everybody every year. And then we're back to, like, oh, it's fucking Alabama and Clemson, Ohio State, and then someone else.
Well, Jake, thanks for the call, Jake.
I guess just one more thing. I don't see over a loss, one loss in the Pac-12. So, like you said, I agree. You know, they can't afford to lose more than one game with that Pac-12 schedule. But they'll be favored every game. And let's just say Utah or UW gets them. I just can't imagine another game where they lose in the Pac-12.
See, I think it's tricky. Oregon has such a good home field advantage, but they do get tripped up on the road sometimes, like one or two years. But they are tough as nails in Eugene. And Crystal Ball is recruited really well. He's easily recruiting the best in the Pac-12. And the thing about Oregon, you always think about the Chip Kelly, the speed teams. They're actually tougher at the line of scrimmage now. They've really done a good job on that crystal ball coming from Bama, and has made that a focus. So
the thing I don't like about Oregon, though, are they going with Anthony Brown, the kid from BC? I don't like that. I wasn't sold on that kid, so I can't believe Shaw left, however the hell you say his name.
Whatever
it was. He was unbelievable. I just don't care how to say it. I really don't.
You should ask somebody in the office what his name is.
I just truly don't. Like, that's my guy. I don't really care. But
what do you think about Georgia?
Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call, Jake. Appreciate it.
Right, Brandon has ruined Joe. That's like, he's so on him that I can't hear anything else now. I think Georgia's going to win the national championship based on everything he's saying.
I know.
It's crazy. Wrong. And if you know, so I'm doing the same thing with Ohio State. That's what you do when you get on a team. So he thinks Georgia's going to win week one. It's a good spot. I don't blame him.
The thing about the week one game is you think in your head it's at Clemson because it's in Charlotte, but Charlotte should be pretty neutral.
Right.
Athens to Charlotte, Atlanta to Charlotte's three, you know, a couple of hours. So I don't think that's a Clemson home field. Like, you think this game's in – I don't think that's really a home field for Clemson. I think that's going to be neutral. And so you're catching 3.5 or 4. I'm curious on that one. That's one of the best week one games we've had in a long time. We've got a couple more calls to catch up. Nico, calling in from Alaska, all the way from Alaska to talk some NFL. What's up, man? You're on Pick Central.
How you guys doing?
Doing good, man. Getting excited about football.
You actually live in Alaska?
Yeah, I actually do.
I don't believe anyone lives there.
Well, look at my area code, 907, baby.
Is it dark out?
No. Summer, we got 22 hours of light.
22 hours. Holy shit.
Light.
How do you sleep?
In the summer.
All right, keep
Blackout
going.
Curtains.
Lord. Well, what's on your mind in the NFL?
I really like Broncos over 8.5, especially with their stacked defense that they've been, like, stacking up all year. Just because when 2015, when they won the Super Bowl, they won it off their defense. They had Brock Osweiler playing most of their games on offense.
And no offense, Alaska, a lot of sharps are on the Broncos for some reason, especially opening day.
Yeah, why are they laying a point and a half?
Do you believe in Drew Locke that much?
Or Teddy Bridgewater?
Like, what's going on here?
You trust them that much where they've shown nothing?
Nothing.
What do you think? Not sold on.
If I bet on any NFL, I bet on the under 8.5 and for them not to make the playoffs.
Okay. So, yeah. How do you feel about the quarterback situation? Because I get what you're saying about the defense, and they did last year. They lost Cortland Sutton and Von Miller before the season, and that just crushed them. But do you think? I mean, do you feel like Locke or Bridgewater is going to be the guy?
I feel like Locke. I mean, Locke only threw for 7 passes, 5 for 7, 120 yards, and yeah, it's preseason. But I think they have a lot of. I don't know. I think they've improved a lot, and they got Javonte Williams switching off with Melvin Gordon running the ball, along with Patrick Surtain in the back, Justin Simmons in the back, Ronald Darby in the back, and then they have Bradley Chubb back, who was hurt for a little bit of the season last year, and Von Miller back.
You didn't mention their best player this year. Mark my words right now, Noah Fant.
Noah Fant. I like Judy, too.
Noah Fant.
Take his prop over whatever it is.
He's dirty.
All of them. He's very, very dirty.
The only problem with that is I don't know if Drew Lock's going to be able to get the ball. to all the wide receivers because they have great wide receivers.
How the fuck are they winning 9 games?
That's my thing. If the quarterback thing makes it a little hard. But
guy's got too much sun in his
eyes. I feel like they're going to be some good under 10.
Now, if Teddy Bridgewater was starting the whole season from the jump, maybe. Just because he's, you know, got a little bit more of a pedigree, but it's still tough.
Well, thank you for the call, and appreciate it. I'll call him all the way from Alaska to Pick Central. All right, we're going to take one more. We can take one more call. We got Evan. He says Ryder in parentheses. Wants to talk MLB. What's up, Evan? You're on Pick Central.
What's up, Mincy? This is your boy from Westville Music.
Oh, what's
Bowl.
Up, we're dude?
We're just riding up back to Queens from an epic weekend of fish, and we wanted to give you our pick for today.
Who's our pick
we're
for
going, today? We're going Yankees money line against the Angels. No, we think Shohei Ohtani hasn't been eating his carrots.
-210
And with Cole on the mound,
what are you
I
betting?
Think it's a great pick.
Well, you're going to lay the 210.
Holy shit, what a pick. -210.
You're better off taking the run line on that.
I mean,
I think his brain may be a little scrambled.
I like that point.
Yeah, the fish AC is probably still on his mind.
I really do like the Dodgers against the Pirates.
I'm starting to like the Angels now. Everybody's on the Yankees. Everybody.
Yeah, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Mincy and the boys. Bye.
Bye.
He took that well.
He sounds like a Wookiee. He just came.
I met this guy in Westville Music Bowl.
He sounds like he's still.
Exactly. I'm telling you, they had a real. They probably had a real wild week. That fish. That
what did you have it at? 210. Yeah. The score's got it listed as high as 270.
Jesus.
Let me check the ball.
Yeah, I ain't laying though. 200. I mean, you got to lay the run and a half if you're gonna do anything.
Yeah.
On that. That much is for sure. Well, guys, y'all want
to get Boston Sportsbooks $295.
$295.
I just want to say though, the Yankees are in my juice pick parlay of the day. So I agree they're gonna win, but I ain't putting up $295. I do think we need to implement one more rule into our thing. You only get one parlay. It's your parlay because you did three parlays the other day. I think you should only allow one parlay that you give to the Barstool Sportsbook.
We'll see what Commissioner Walker has to say.
Oh, it's Commissioner Mintz this week.
Well, yeah. There's two stipulations there. Number one,
you can't be the commissioner if you're out doing suplexes with fans in the tailgate in Vegas, all right?
I mean, that's how you win governor in some states.
That's true.
You see, like, the bet with Smitty is they're like Philly juiced parlays. I think that's different than like the normal parlays.
No, yeah, but you could still take your bet with Smitty, but you can't take two other ones.
We're going to have to reevaluate for football season anyway because we're probably going to like do more than five picks in football season. But we could redo the rules for September.
Just because how can you hate on a winning system
I'm
so
not,
far?
I'm not hating
parlays
on
aren't – well, you're trying to get – you're trying to
just
cut
saying,
it off.
Just saying that I'm chasing right now. I got to make sure everything's fair.
Until we get a belt, this whole show's a
crock of shit. If I was in last place,
you'd think
I'd be
scared? How can you be in a gambling show and say no more parlays? Because every pick should be a fucking parlay.
No. Because if you throw out four parlays a day, right, no other picks, you're just going to – you hit two of the week, you're going to be in first.
Then you should do that, right?
Then why not do that? Or none of them hit, which is usually the case.
Well, because I just –
And you go, dick. Straight in the hand.
You know it'll hit. If you're betting it 7 days, it's bound to hit.
But you still have to be up units at the end.
We'll reevaluate.
We'll have to reevaluate.
You're up, like, Smitty.
All right, guys. Let's get to our picks for the day.
I'm helping you.
Smitty,
you got two more on.
We like want to reiterate. All
right, how many times are you going to show this graphic, TJ? Before I start insulting
it
your father.
It hurt me to make. I'm not going to lie.
Before I start insulting your
the
father.
The worst part is that Brandon's still.
All Brandon does is talk smack to Megan too, and Megan's almost.
She's almost even. She's come back.
She's a little comeback for Megan making money. All right. Smitty.
Anything else in the Reds, Angelina? Just the Reds.
I also like Giants. -1.5 against the Mets.
Okay.
Best team in baseball.
Mets
do it.
Really.
Well, also, like, the Mets have had a long weekend, and they just had to get on a plane and go all the way to San Francisco.
MLB screwed them on that.
They landed.
They really did.
Landed at 4 a.m.
Yep.
this morning.
Yeah,
in
they're
San
fucked.
Francisco.
Good pick.
So your two picks of the day are the Reds -1.5 and the Giants -1.5?
Correct.
And, first of all, Gossman's been unbelievable. And Rich Hill's fucking pitched for the Long Island Ducks at one point, so... That's why I like the pick.
You're up.
You think he's hitting 80?
No. Rich Hill, the fact that he's still picking.
It's pretty incredible that he's still doing the damn thing. It's like Jamie Moyer part two. Kind of.
You're up, Smitty.
Love the Rays today. I thought they were going to come back and
minus
win
2.5
last night. Oh, I mean, the Orioles might get relegated after today.
They should.
The Rays.
I saw the Reds. Yeah. How bad it got.
The Rays are back at home. I think they absolutely cause a bloodbath. First to 5 runs. The over-under's 5.5, and you know, why not just take first to 5 because the Orioles aren't getting there. A little more, yeah, a little money line parlay. Rays, Astros, Dodgers, and Rockies, Padres. There might be 40 runs scored in that game. That's not hyperbole. There might be 40 runs scored in that game.
All right, who wants to go next?
I mean, I'm dead last, but I got next. All right, go ahead.
I mean, you don't. You can't go next. That's disgusting that you even thought you could go next. All right, my picks are: I got the Yankees minus 1.5. I got the Cubs plus 195. The White Sox little rebound game. And the Padres are just, if they're minus 130 in that game, I'm going to take. And I also have a short porch parlay coming later. I think it's going to be Gerrit Cole strikeout over strikeouts and to win.
All right,
we're really going out on a limb there with that one.
I mean, it's parlay.
It is.
The parlay. I mean, you just have to do it. Wait, but real quick, the Padres. I mean. I know they're minus 130 against the Rockies. How are you not? I know the Rockies.
Rockies are pretty tough at home, though. No,
they're
just the worst road team ever.
They're the best home team, but like, still.
Also,
I'm on the Padres. The guy sends a talent as a gas can as well.
Yeah.
Also, rest in peace, Bryce Harper's MVP chances. I have Tatis is coming back playing right field and launching two bombs.
Yeah. Right when he comes back, he always does.
He always does that shit. It's crazy.
Like right when he comes back,
it's unbelievable.
No, he's ridiculous. I guess I'll go ahead. I've got the Reds by 1.5 over the Cubs. Yankees by 1.5 over the Angels. Going kind of chalky and under 9.5 on the Indians Twins. Hanging around, having a decent month, but still running a little behind Smitty and some of our mush. Nice heater you're on, too.
Oh, yeah.
Rico?
Yeah, we talked about him on the Reds minus 1.5. Padres money line. I think the pitcher for Colorado stinks. Tatis is back in the lineup. Also, they got Ryan Weathers going in a get right spot. He got killed last time. He looks like me. I'm going to bet him every time. The Twins money line. Their last three series, they won 3 out of 4 against the Astros.
Get out of here with that parlay.
2 out of 3 against the White Sox and 2 out of 3 against the Rays. Twins are playing good baseball. The juice bag parlay is the Rays, Reds, and Yankees plus 165.
Plus 165 for a parlay.
They called it the juice bag parlay.
I couldn't find 200. The fourth team to add in that. What do you want me to do? I can't put the Dodgers in because I'm rooting against the Mets, but she's probably right. The Dodgers are going to win by the Giants are going to win by 100. Dodgers last night were an easy one, too. Mets are in shambles.
Giants are awesome, man. I love
them. I don't get it.
Hand up. I tried to text Jack around the All-Star break to get a prop that the Giants wouldn't make the playoffs. Hand up.
They hit their over already. We're in mid-August.
I mean, no one.
Literally, their over was like, what, 75?
Their pitching shouldn't be this good.
No.
That's the thing. And then the fact, I'll always say that Brandon Belt is still there and fucking Crawford's still there is insane. You would think Tim Lincecum's still there.
Is it me or do they have a playoff park, too? Like, they just.
That's because we lifted their dynasty.
That's what I'm saying.
They're designed to win those 3-2 type games.
There's magic in that spot.
Yeah. That was every other year, right? Giants and Cardinals. Yeah. Every other year. Yeah.
They got some mojo in that park, for sure.
It's just a fun park.
It does, yeah. I think huge home. It'll be good for the Red. What's that guy's name? Red Rocket? Who do we got?
Yeah, the Red Rhino.
Red Rhino.
Red Rhino.
That guy just goes, I got a new cameraman. How does everyone feel about it? And he's that guy's electric. What a job. Go to the Giants game.
Yeah.
Love it.
I want to ask more before we get out of here about, so you're going to be doing videos every day. How can we follow you? What's going on?
So, excited for you. Basically, I'm probably just going to be doing a lot of like the TikToks and like a lot of just sports book kind of work. Mainly, my picks I'll post on Twitter.
Awesome.
That's what I've been doing every day. And yeah.
And you're at and on Twitter. Once again, TJ, what's your social handles for everybody? I just want to make sure everybody can follow her. It's at Angelina. You said there's an
Yeah, that.
Okay. Everybody follow her at Angelina on that's Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, same name on all of them.
Yeah, on everything.
Awesome.
Wait,
awesome.
It's not your cat?
Are you gonna
No, that's not my cat.
Are you going to become – are you going to be work
– What's that about?
It's just not my cat.
But what's that?
So what? Just
whose random, cat? Is
yeah, whose cat is
you
it?
You took a picture of that cat?
No,
that's not my cat's on her bio. That's funny.
It hangs around my house. It's not mine though.
So you just got a street cat.
But it's not mine.
But it is yours.
But it's not.
Do you feed it?
I think it is.
Is it like a good luck?
Right,
I mean, it's not a black cat.
Yes, but not on my property.
Well, then it's yours.
But it's not on my property.
No,
so
no,
it's not my cat.
So it's like you're feeding the homeless.
Correct.
Okay. But
food bank.
You're not owning. Yes. Okay.
Correct.
You give him milk?
I don't think he likes milk. He's a little angry.
Seems like
of
you
course,
know him
he's
really
homeless.
Well.
I do know him really well, but he's not mine. Not my
I'm
cat.
I'm confused.
Is the cat good luck for you? Or?
No.
Okay. All right. Well,
I've realized that all I do during the day is just to see if my gambling karma is going to come back better. I realize that every day. Like any little decision I have, it's like, all right, think it'll make me win tonight. I don't know what's going
you're
on.
This, you're,
I know. I'm a great. I've been a really good person this week.
Yeah, law
this
of
month.
Attraction, Mush. Use it one time.
Mush, you around all week this week? You hitting the road any?
I might be leaving Friday. I will be interviewing QCP. He's fighting Donnie in Rough and Rowdy next Friday. He's a TikTok chef who cooks with no shirt on. I don't know. He's got 8 million followers. That's all I know. And I'll be in L.A. fucking promoting the fight. It's going to be a good card, though. Pac-Man Jones and Bobby Lang is
on. No, that's a great
I met Bobby Lang in here last week. Yeah, he's amped
that
up about it.
Rip your face
off.
And then even Supreme Patty, that fucking loser, he's fighting. That guy. The fact that that guy is still around is insane. You know Supreme Patty?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's playing. He's fighting like dancing something. I don't even know who that is. But
got to stay relevant. Got to stay relevant. Everyone's fighting.
Literally everyone's fighting. But yeah, go to Rough and Rowdy because Rough and Rowdy is the best place.
And welcome Angelina. Follow her on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, our newest hire. Congratulations. You're going to be around
Thank
the office
you.
In a bit?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we're glad to have you. And next to the moon.
DJ, put my socials up. Follow it up.
And I want to thank Hollywood York again for hosting me over the weekend. Really enjoyed checking out the new Barstool Sportsbook in Pennsylvania. Stay tuned for the Yak. It's up next.